everybody. It's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Good evening. The show begins tonight in Syria, asking what is the Trump policy? An airstrike in Idlib province taking out a leader of an Al-Qaeda-linked organization. The Al-Qaeda-linked organization in Damascus is said to be the government. Al-Qaeda is all through Idlib. There used to be ISIS. They were driven out. Oh, an airstrike on Idlib on Al-Qaeda. And in Syria, we're told that Al-Qaeda is the flavor of the month. What is the Trump policy? This is an ungoverned land that creates opportunity for transnational troublemaking. Russia's president. U.S. is president, Israel is president, Turkey is president, Iraq is president in the form of militia, Iran is president in the form of spies. The 21st century, Syria. We then turn to Ukraine. John Hardy of FTD reports that the North Koreans have pulled back from the attack. Why? Perhaps because they were not ready for a modern drone conflict. Perhaps because they took heavy casualties. They were used as swarmers, not using heavy artillery, heavy armor, none of the advantages that the U.S. uses when attacking. Will they be redeployed or will they be rotated out? Unknown. We also talk about Ukraine and Russia both preparing the battlefield for negotiations. The Ukrainians are using drones to attack deep into Russia oil refineries and oil depots. The Russians are looking to encircle a city and drive on the Dnieper River. Neither is successful at this point. There is bad weather. It slows the Russians. Kursk salient remains a wound in Russia. Then Bibi Netanyahu arrives in Washington, staying at the Blair House to meet with the president and other dignitaries. This is the successful so far Bibi Netanyahu, with two ceasefires back home and more action in the West Bank. Troublemaking, terror. Israel's not at peace until Iran is solved. That's the brain of the octopus. Indiana Honeline returns with a 1,300-year-old wedding ring story with an image of the Dome of the Rock on top of the rings. The ring was made sometime between the 6th and 8th century. The Dome of the Rock was made in the late 7th century, so it fits. The ring was manufactured in the Merovingian Empire. That's France and Germany. 6th, 7th, 8th century. What was it doing in North Israel? Unknown. A mystery. Wedding ring. Who was married? Mystery. Why was it buried with coins that were at least maybe 1,000 years older? Mystery. Hamas and the ceasefire there, David Daoud of FTD comments. They're wounded. They're reorganizing. Do they have time? Can they get resupplied? They're acting like a philanthropy now, giving away medicines and restarting their education classes. The pretense of being an NGO. Badly damaged. Gaza also badly damaged. The president's idea, and I treasure it because it's so outside the box, is to close Gaza down and turn it back into beachfront property. It's undercut with tunnels and unexploded ordnance and weapons caches and dead bodies. Going to take years to level it, make it something credible for children to play in. In the meantime, 1.5 million human shields called Gazans. Egyptians, move them into Sinai. Palestinians, move them into Jordan, 2/3 Palestinian. Abdullah of Jordan says no. Al-Sisi of Cairo says no. They're entirely beholden to Donald Trump. They have no room outside of it. And Iran is the problem. They know it. We know it. The New World Report with Joseph Umar and Ernesto Araujo. The new Secretary of State, Mr. Rubio, was more successful in one visit to Panama to achieve security and clarity for the United States than, well, pick your Secretary of State, Blinken. It doesn't matter. Mr. Rubio was very successful. Panama is climbing down. The first thing is they say they're going to avoid the Belt and Road contract with China. They say they're not going to charge American warships coming through the canal. However, there's more to be done because there's Chinese money throughout the city and the sovereign state, building bridges, building roads, investing in railroads. Mexico also climbed down. Sheinbaum made a concessionary phone call with the president. Going to meet, negotiate, say the two sides. Mexico is sending 10,000 troops, it says, to the border. Mexico says it's going to disrupt the fentanyl supply. It says. To be continued. And Ernesto reports that Lula da Silva knitted back together after his accident. He's headed to Moscow to confer with Vladimir Putin. Choosing sides, is he? And then deporting Venezuela. The 375,000 Venezuelans in America, which were given a special status by the Biden administration, no longer have it. They will be deported unless they deport themselves. Venezuela said that it will receive them. Maybe. Nothing about Maduro is trustworthy. But Mr. Trump has a fresh idea. And so we wait. Ukraine, follow the money, recommends Katrina Vandenhoeve. $175 or $177 billion from the U.S. to Ukraine since 22, since the attack. Can only account for $75 billion of it, says Zelensky. Where's the other $100 billion? We can guess. The inspector generals are defeated, theirs and ours. We can guess. Right now, with the AID shut down, Ukraine is out of money, out of time for its civilian population, let alone the military. I don't know what happens next. Thaddeus McCotter writes on the three iconic ambassadors for Mr. Trump in Hollywood, Sylvester Stallone, Mel Gibson, and John Voight. Good for them. They are masters of their craft, over the top, completely larger than life, heroes throughout their careers. And here they are working together to say, MAGA works, watch. Canada, it's a sad story. Justin Trudeau's a one-man government. This is going to end in tears. There are stalling mechanisms, but Trudeau won't call the parliament back. And so there's no way to pass legislation to help workers who might be hurt by tariffs. He's not trustworthy. His approval rating is at the bottom. Now he's attempting to be a one-man hero and fencing with Mr. Trump in the United States. Finally, Panama voided the Belt and Road. What's that mean? Steve Yates from Heritage says it is possible that Mr. Rubio will ask not only Panama, but Costa Rica, Guatemala, El Salvador, Dominican Republic, all friendly to the U.S., to move their affiliation from Beijing back to Taipei, where it started. I'm told by Steve Yates that the wolf warrior would come out howling. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Wild days. MAGA. I'm John Batchelor.